the Tosus and Chaf Zayin Amud Beis and Psachim Mechlal. So he raises an interesting question. The Gemara in Sukkah, I didn't see the Gemara in Bava Kama, but the Gemara in Sukkah discusses that how do you know that wood is not usher in Shvius? Okay, so whatever it is, but the Gemara says the only thing that's usher in Shvius is something whose hana'ah is actualized or is realized concurrently with its destruction, like food. Okay, food is the example of something whose hana'ah and bi'uran are shaveh. Okay, but over there the Gemara says, Rashi says, but wood essentially is used for coals, and therefore the hana'ah is after the bi'ur. So the Gemara says that there's no iser shvius on wood, only iser shvius on peros, because the description of the iser is an iser whose hana'ah and bi'ur are shaveh, simultaneous. Okay. All right. So Tosus is trying to work it out. According to, he says, yeah. So then, according to Tosus, is bothered that according to the Rabbanon, it's going to be Hanoasan ubiuran. Yeah, he says, Im tomar l'Rabbanon hol ubavukar kinegdo chashiv kamo shal heves ba'al min hagecholim. Right, so then what's the Gemara's question? V'ha'ika eitzim de moshchon sha'nason ubi'urin shove ha'b'sha'as ha'no'am mevu'orim hein kvar v'mokom ha'shal heves. Alright, I don't want to go with it, but he's bothered with saying if you're going to really look at how the Rabbanon going to ever have a case that the ha'no'ah and the bi'ur are simultaneous if they always hold that you look at the spot that's burning and the spot that's burning is already destroyed. But then he flips it around to a question on Rebbe. He says like this, Aval Tema, Laman de Omar lo chashos le Rebbe asurim. Okay, with me now? Mm-hmm. So meaning to say, Yesh shvach etzim bepas is when the coals are glowing, moving, and whispering. Okay. So then, what's his question? So then his question is, Amai lo osar b'chol eitzim b'shvius. Then wood should be osar during shvius. Because then it would be hano'asan ubi uran shaveh. Ho il v'lo chashev lehu mivu aros kishehen lo chashos. Deba'osan havi ikrana. So that corroborates, I think it corroborates something we were saying yesterday, and that is that the machlokus between lo chashos, if you can say lo chashos is mutter or aser, is really a question of whether you're considering the wood to be destroyed already. Right? He's saying, if you're going to say lo chashos is mutter, then it means to say that Rebbe doesn't hold, that Rebbe holds, that once they're down to coal, if you're going to say lo chashos is mutter, right, which one is he going on? Right. If you're going to say lo chashos is mutter, so then the hana'ah is coming after the bi'ur. Right. In other words, let's put it this way. What Tosus is saying is, what's Tosus saying? He's saying, whether you hold lo chashos Asur or Mutter is a statement about whether the wood is considered destroyed or not. Mm-hmm. Right? I think somebody was asking me that yesterday. That was, if you see from this Tosus that's how he's learning. He's saying, if you say Lo Chashos are Mutter, then wood will qualify as something whose hana'ah comes after his bi'ur. And that's why wood is not usher during shvius. Right? But if you say lo chashos arasuros, then that means yeshvach etzim bepast when they're lo chashos. And that means to say, while they're glowing, they're still considered atzei asherah. Then hanasan ubiura nashove. He has no answer to that question. But it just shows you, I think we were saying that yesterday, that that's going to be the difference between lo chashos and whether lo chashos asuros or not. Because you have to have shvach etzim bepas, meaning to say the thing has to be extant, the thing has to exist while it's giving off the hanoah to the pas. And if you can say lo chashos are asuros, then that would mean that Rebbe would hold that even the character, even that property, is considered is considered a shame of the Eitzim themselves. Interesting, also by the way, I saw is the Ritva says he has a different definition of lo chashos than Rashi, and I think it would satisfy maybe some of the people here more. And that is his definition of lo chashos is that if you would put a paper to it, it would catch fire. Meaning it has a real quantity, of heat. Meaning the heat is really the property, and it's an effective heat that will be the still considered to be the shame eitzim. Doesn't have to be glowing.
How's it different? I guess.
Well, because the question was, what is the glowing? Who cares if I'm saying a property of the wood is its heat? So then, who cares if it's glowing or not?
Well, glowing also implies heat, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to be, that seems to be another quality, like a different quality of glowing. And why is the heat synonymous? Why is the glowing heat the heat? So the Riva says any functional heat, the burning heat is the heat. It's possible to still catch something on fire. If it's very hot, it would still be lo chashos. Anyhow, okay?
Any questions?
So let's go back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says on Mem Pes on the base, you take wood from the. I saw one of the Echonim ask the question of why the Gemara is asking the Isra. Where's the Isra Noah according to the Rabbanan? Why don't you just say the case we have here? Not limited to Karkor. I said, but no, Orag Bo'os HaBeged. Why don't you use the case of Orag Bo'os HaBeged? Why do they have to say Kisei? It's the open Mishnah. Orag Bo'os HaBeged. Yeah. So, he had a funny thing over there. I don't know. I think, who was it? I forget who it was. The Oracle in Aramaic? I don't remember. He entertained this possibility. So I think he quoted some Achronim too. I have to say, I didn't follow it up. But whether there's Shvach, Karkor, or Bebeged. He actually had that question. Which we said would be unacceptable. But anyway.
Karkor, Bebeged.
We'll see. We'll get the next case. So he's like this: Not only menu eitzim, so that's a surim bar. No, hesek bohen as a tanor im chodesh yutatz im yashan yutzan. Okay, fine. That's the one who holds zevzei goyim is aser. Offer bo as a pas a surim bar. No, that's all zevzei goyim aser. Now, but whatever it is, let's say we have an iser. Now in this arva bacheros kul nasuros bar. No. Okay, so what's the rule over here? What's the rule over here? Let's say you're dealing with an iser of, let's say somehow or other you hold zevzei goyim, wherever it is. So now you have a pas that's aser midin avodah zarah. Okay, pas asura. Now it gets mixed in with acheros. So why are they all asuras bano? So apparently we're saying there's no bittel over here, right? There has to be some din that's mafkia the bittel. Normally you have bittel. Okay. But over here apparently it's a davar chashuv. Okay. About what?
About why this is not bittel.
Is it the chumra of a zara or is it
Is it like a chumra of a zara? Is it that it's like a davar chashuv?
Right.
Is that it's like so, not really taroves?
All right, we'll have to see. But one, for some reason, there's no bittel. Yeah, does Rashi say? Okay. So, where's the Rashi on the previous stuff? He doesn't have that. Chodesh Yutzat, Yoshan Yutzan, Afabos Apas, right? Oh, he says the Rebbe Eliezer at the end. Ha Pas Asur, the Rebbe Eliezer, Asher Yolachani Demei Eitzim, De Isser Liyam Melech. Okay. We have to keep that Rashi in mind. But anyway, so the Pas is Asura, and the Tarovus of the Pas is Asura, and Rabbi Eliezer says, Yolech Hano'o Liyam HaMelech. Now that's a big question. The Hano'o of what? What does it mean, throw the Hano'o into the HaMelech? So Rashi, on the previous daf, says, the Hano'o of the wood. Strange Rashi. The Hano'o of the wood. In other words, you used wood of Atzei HaSheirah to bake your bread. So you were a nene from the existence of the Atzei HaSheirah, like we were saying the other day. There was a utility value of the Atzei HaSheirah. That's verboten. So, what can you do? You can negate that benefit of the Atzei HaSheirah. Strange idea. But you can take out the value of the Atzei HaSheirah and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So now in total, you weren't benefited. Okay.
Really makes it sound like the relationship of the pas to the wood in terms of Isser is like really relating back to the wood and not like endowing the pas now with the
Isser. That's right. It's relating back to the benefit that you got.
Throw out the Hano of the
right.
Bread.
It's relating back to the value of the that you got out of the wood. And Rabbi Eliezer holds, you're allowed to negate that value in another place. Okay. And the Rabbanan say, Ein pidyon lavos kochavim. All right, let's continue. Now, no second case. Not only menu karkor, you took a dowel and from the Asherah, and you wove a beged with it, so that beged is asabano. And if that beged gets mixed in with other begodim, and if others with others, in other words, two mixtures, doesn't have that in the first case for some reason, but okay. But here it says, Nisar v'acherim. So in other words, the one beggar got mixed in with other begadim. And then acherim v'acherim. And then one of those begadim got mixed in with other begadim. Kulan asurim v'ano. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yolech hano liyam ha-melech. So apparently Rashi would learn the same thing. The hano of the wood. Omrulo ain pidyon lavos kochavim. Yeah. Ain pidyon lavos kochavim. Now, of course, take a look at the Tosas quickly on Mem Tes Amud Aleph. He says, Yolech Hano Liyam HaMelech, Pirush Bekuntres Demei Atzei Isser Mashma. I'm not sure what he means by the Mashma. Ulekach Tehei Hapas Muteres. Oh, sorry. It says Pirush Bekuntres Demei Atzei Isser Mashma Ulekach Tehei Hapas Muteres. So it's mashma from Rashi that if you throw the value of the wood into the ocean, now the pas is mutter. In other words, the bread is the product. It was you were benefited in having this bread because the Atzei HaSheirah benefited you in producing this bread, right? They had a monetary value that you were benefited by their utility. So if you throw the value of the wood in the ocean, then it turns out you weren't benefited by it. Because it's like you would have bought other wood. So that sounds like Rashi saying that's Mati of the Pas and Achila. So he says, if that's the case, why does it say it has to be Nisariv? Kashim came to feel below Nisariv. Nami yesh lahatir beholachas hanos etim. So there's a problem though. According to Rashi, if you can back out the wood by throwing out the money of the wood, why can't you do that just on one piece of bread, one loaf of bread? Right? So therefore, Tosa says, Lekach nir lefareish, but the Mishnah is clear, pretty clear, it's only talking about after it's decided. Lekach nir lefareish, hanoas hapas. It means to say after the bread is asur and gets mixed in with the other breads. So now you can throw the hana of that bread in the ocean. V'nicha delo polig Rabbi Eliezer Bereisha achodash yutat. Now it makes sense. Now it's good because, I mean, it's a little bit of an unfair argument what he's saying, but if you'll take the way he interprets Rashi to mean that the bread itself is mutter by throwing out the wood, then Rabbi Eliezer should also hold you don't need to break the stove. Just throw the wood out. Mm-hmm. Right? So right. Then Rabbi Eliezer should have said, don't break it, throw out the Demei Eitzim in the stove.
Right.
But according to him, it's never matir the thing itself. It's just a matir in the Tarovas. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer doesn't disagree in the Reisha. Okay. So we have to keep this in mind. In other words, how is Rashi getting out of this problem? But I think, I don't know, I haven't gone through it enough, but I think that like John was asking, there's no gzeiras hakasif here, there's no halacha that you can actually remove the isser and the pas, but the pas b'tarovas is only an isser d'rabanan. Because really it should be batal midaraisa. Everything's batal midaraisa. I mean, yeah. Unless you have mid mamino, it's not batal. But otherwise, you definitely would have a bitl midaraisa. And in that framework of the derabanan, there's this idea of yolach demay damim liamelch. What's the machlokes in Rashi and Tosos about the eitzim versus the pas? And why does Tosus think that if you're going to say the Eitzim, that is more mashma, that relates to the bread itself, as opposed to his way, is the bread is relating to the Tarovas? I don't know. We'll have to think into it. But I don't think Rashi really means that. I mean, Rashi can't mean that. That you can just remove the Isser by throwing out the Demei Eitzim. It's only if it's Nisarev. But he's saying, since it's only after it's Nisarev, it implies that they're treating the Cheftza, that the Pas, as an entity of Isser, completely. And that's what's creating the problem in the Tarovah. So the Yam HaMelech trick should relate to the Pas. If you're going to say it relates to the wood, then you're treating the Pas as like an Isser from the wood. So why wouldn't it work by the Pas itself? He's just saying it seems logically inconsistent to say, throw the Demei Eitzim into the Yam HaMelech, to be matir the whole Tyroves, because of the from the pas. Okay, yeah, Yaakov.
Can you repeat what halacha sanhas eitzim is?
For Rashi.
Whatever it tells us is talking about.
So he's quoting the end of that Rashi. The end of the Rashi, Dibur Maskul Ofo as a pas, on Mem Tes Amud Aleph. He says. Viketoni hapas asur leRabbi Eliezer ad sheyolich hani demei etzim deisra liyam haMelech. It's true. Rashi does sound like he's saying that. Alma zevze goyim asur. So that means to say, the amount of money that it would have cost you to buy wood to fire up your stove, that's what you would throw into Yam HaMelech.
And what is Tosa saying
that
it is?
Oh, Tosa saying it's the cost. It's the value of the bread itself. Now, as you took $5 worth of wood, you made bread in the oven. Let's say zev zegorim zasser, okay. And now that bread gets mixed into 100 other loaves of bread. Okay, the bread is worth $10. Okay, so Rashi would say, take $5 that was the value of the wood, and throw it in the ocean. And Tos says, no, you got to take the $10 and throw it into the ocean. Mm-hmm. Okay? But Tos is saying, if you're going to just throw out the cause, in other words, which cause are you throwing out? Are you throwing out the cause of the Isser and the Tarovas? That's the Pas. Or can you throw out the cause of the Isser itself, which is the wood? Right? So Tos is saying, well, if you hold, you can go back to the cause of the Isser itself, then why can't you just eat the Pas? Why does it say it's only if it's Nisarev you can do this? So you see, when they're saying this arev that yolech hanoa liyav melech, it means the hanoa that created the iser in the tarovas. Otherwise, it should be mati of the pas itself, but you don't see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why can't? Is there anywhere where it says openly that it's not mati of the pas itself? Why can't Rashi have that view?
Why can't Rashi have that view? Well, I don't know. Why does it say in the Mishnah? It says nisarif b'acheros kul nasirus b'ano. You mean Rabbi Eliezer is arguing on Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yolech HaNoah, we'll have to see. It's a big, big sugya. Okay? We'll have to be patient. Okay, we'll leave it as a possibility. Now, but I would say that it's very difficult. I'll be sorry to say such a thing because of what you're asking me. I mean, where do you ever see such a thing? That you can remove an Isser Doraisa like that?
Right, we're saying Sister Durban, right?
Well, we're only talking about, we're only talking about the product of the Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about the Avodah Zarah itself.
I know,
but... No one's saying that you... Yeah.
Yeah, but we've been treating the product as an Isser Doraisa up till now. I mean...
It doesn't just himself say it's an Isser Doraisa, like with the Tzel Tzila and the Kisi Asherah? Mentions that Saraisa.
Yeah, I don't remember if you used that lashon. Oh, you mean because of the right? Mean
the
machalik between the mikdash and this.
Yeah.
Right. It does seem that that's an issa d'oraisa, and it's hard to say you can use this trick to get rid of an issa d'oraisa. I can understand if it's mixed in, that's one thing, but because then you're really dealing with a d'rabbanan. But we'll see. This is a whole new topic.
Would hold that you can even throw the pas into the without a tarovus. I'm saying the hana, even if the pas isn't in a tarovus.
You can't. That's the argument.
Right. So what are you perplexed about?
No, I'm just. Did I say something?
I thought you were saying that. How can you be mevatel on a race like this?
Yeah, the thing itself can't take the pas itself. And then throw out money against it and eat the pas.
But it's in the tarovas.
That means they don't have the pas. That means they don't have the pas. I'm saying you can't take the pas without the tarovas.
Yeah, of course.
That's the argument against Rashi.
Would Tosfos agree that if you mix the letters or what with other what?
Would it be bottle?
Or throw out the amount of money?
When? Yeah, it'd be the same thing. Okay. All right, let's go over it now. Let's
say, Rebbe.
Yeah.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
I mean, but based upon your Svara from, I think it was Monday, that the Yisr Hanar is really just is to be Masha the thing.
Right.
So we're saying that essentially the thing itself obviously has a Shem Yisr, but the product, I thought we were saying that there's no real Shem Yisr in it.
Right.
It's just that... If you do it, you're being mashed. So now
right.
If there's no real intrinsic shame in the thing, then why can't you be poda and eat it, like Rashi said?
Well, when we were talking about that idea, I was trying to give a framework to the halachic definitions that have to follow. But I think halachically there is definitely a shame issur that's chal, as long as it follows the idea of a machshiv. And once it's chal, you simply can't remove it. You can't simply remove it. It doesn't stay in this vague sense of machshev. It's chal as an iser because it represents a machshev. But once it's chal, it's chal. That's pashtus. Okay, let's take a look at the Gemara. V'tzricha. D'i ashmo'in on kamaisa. So why do we need two cases? Why do we need the case of baking the bread? And in terms of the machlokas. What do we need Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan to argue about throwing out the Demei Eitz, the Demei, whatever he calls it, the Hanoa Liyama Melach by the Pas case and by the Beged case? So these are like this. De'i Ashmo Inon, it's really one. De'i Ashmo Inon Kom Maisa Behakom Rabbi Eliezer. Mishum de boidno de kogomra pas kolila isura. Oval karkor de ise li isura beene ema modi le rabbanan. Okay, so what does that mean? He says, let's say I just had the case of the bread. And Rabbi Eliezer says, you can throw the Hanoah into the Yam HaMelech. So I might say that Rabbi Eliezer says that over there, Diyesh Pidyon, Diyesh Pidyon, what's that Lamed Shin in Rashi? After Bahak or Rabbi Eliezer. Loshno? Is that in the Gemara? Oh, yeah, Loshanu. Oh, I'm sorry. So, if I just had the past case, I would say what? I would say that when did Rabbi Eliezer say there's a pigeon? That's only Loshanu Diyesh Pigeon Ela Pas. Strange Rashi. Why? Strange idea. Mishum Delo Minkara Be Isser Mamish. When am I allowed to make a pigeon? I can only do pigeon when lo minkar be iser mamish. Whatever that means. The iser mamish is not nicker in it because it's burnt before when the pas is formed. Deko gomra debo idna deko gomra pas. Kali la isura. So there's no be'en that exists vis-a-vis this pas. Because when it was formed, the wood was burnt. Okay. Oval. In other words, maybe he doesn't hold from Shrach Eitzim. I don't know. I'm not sure what this is. Whatever. Don't ask me that question. Oval karkor de ise li isura be'ene. Strange statement. Ema modi rabbanan. But Rashi is very difficult because Rashi says, when he says about the pas, he says, the pas, in the pas, the iser is not minkar in the pas. Right? Rashi doesn't seem to be. Is this not there? Is this Rashi not on this Gemara? This line of reasoning, is it on the Ikud Amri?
Maybe so.
No, this line of reasoning doesn't seem to be what the Gemara is saying. Doesn't seem to be what Rashi is saying. The Gemara is saying that the Isser is not extant in the world, right? Not minkar bapas. That's not what we're talking about. The Gemara says that what? Behakom Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Dibu Idno, Dikor Gomra Pas, Kali Le Isura. So there is no, when I have the bread, there's no entity of Isser Be'en. Because to get the bread, I've destroyed the Isser. But by the Karkor, where I have the loom is still Be'en, maybe then Rabbi Eliezer would agree with the Rabbanon that there's no, what do you call it? Pigeon. Let's just get the pshat straight. And if I had the argument by the karkor that Rabbi Eliezer says, then that's the big achidish Rabbi Eliezer, right? That Rabbi Eliezer says there is a pigeon even when the iser is still be'en. So why don't I just have that one? And then the rabbanon saying, no, there is no pigeon when it's be'en. So then it's just the flip side. Maybe the rabbanon would agree by the pas. Right? Let's go a little further, just because I'm getting a little frustrated with this Rashi. Let's go a little further. Now, Omar Rabbi Chia Breda Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rav Chista, Omar Ze'iri, Halachik Rabbi Eliezer. Very good. Now, Ika de Amri, Omar Rav Chista, Omar Li Abba Bar Rav Chista. Didn't we have this one before? Okay. Didn't we just have this, guys? No. Who's the father of the son of Rav Chista? Anyway. Halchi Omar, Ze'iri, Halachik Rav Eliezer, Omar Rav Adav Rav Lo Shanu. Oh, here you go. This is the Rashi. Okay. Lo Shanu, Diyesh Pidyon, Ella bepas. Oh, okay, that's a separate topic. I see. Let's do it anyway. Let's get all the facts out. Lo shanu. So this is a different idea. Lo shanu diesh pigeon. Now, as we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but now he's limiting it a little bit. Well, don't stop me now. We hold like Rabbi Eliezer, right?
Who's holding Rabbi Eliezer?
The psak. Okay. That's our psak.
Right.
Right. Because it says the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer.
Right.
And that means yesh pidyon. Okay. By karkor and by pas. Right? So it doesn't matter that the entity is a be'en in the world. It still is a pidyon. Right? Okay, good. But now he says like this. Lo shanu ela pas. So of course he doesn't mean only pas. He even means beged too. But he means in things like the pas, where there's nothing nicker, there's no mamish, there's no iser mamish nicker in the product, present, right? Oval chavis lo. Rashi oval chavis shel yayin nesach, shenis arev v'chavis shel iser, kulon asuros b'hano. Okay, so this gets into what John was saying. This is only a din by a product. But let's say I had a barrel of Yayin Nesach itself. Okay? And that got mixed into other barrels. V'ein lo takona beholeches hano'o liyam melech lahatir. You know, listen to the Rashi carefully. Ul hi mocher kol chavis levada. Oh, lahashkos mehen lechamorim. Ovdei kochavim. So Rashi says that Rav Ada Bar Ava says that the only time Rabbi Eliezer is matir is when we're dealing with something that's a product, right? That you can't say the iser is lo minkar be iser mamish. I'm not sure why he uses a funny term like that, but lo minkar be iser mamish. There's no iser mamish that is recognizable in this mixture. Okay, well, let's say I had a full blown chefs of iser, barrel of yayin iser, and it got mixed in with 100 barrels of yayin. So all of them are iser. Now that's a tarovis. And then midrabanan, midraisa, they should be batal. Midrabanan, they're asr. He says, I can't simply use this hanoa hashlochas hanoa liyam melch trick. And not even, Rashi says, we're not even talking about drinking them. We're talking even about being matir their hanoa. Even being matir the tarovis banoa is asr. Meaning to say, if I have 100 barrels of yayin, each barrel is worth $100. So I can't throw out $100 and sell the rest. Or I can't throw out $100 and give the rest of them to my workers, to my non-Jewish workers. Okay. Yeah. He says like this. Mishum de'isei le'isur be'enei. Because I have the Isser is there. The Isser Be'en is there. This whole idea of throwing out the Hano'ah only works when I have the Hano'ah of the Isser. Right? The Pas is the Hano'ah of the Isser. The Beged is the Hano'ah of the Isser. That Hano'as Isser is Me'urav in others, then I can throw away the Hano'ah into the Yam. But if I have the be'en mixed in, I can't throw out the hanoah into the yam and sell them and sell the rest. And sell them, listen to Rashi, levad. I'm sorry. Levada, right. Mishum de'ise le'isur be'enei. Listen to Rashi. Aval mochran kulan chutz midmei yayin nesach shebohen. The hash lo mishani mechavis the yisura. Amazing Rashi. See, in other words, you can give away. You can sell them. I can sell 99 barrels and just give them all 100. Because then I'm never taking money for the 100th barrel. Mm-hmm. But I can't just take a debit against the Ayin Nesach and then take money for all 100. Or sell each one individually. Right? Or use them all.
What's the difference? It's the same net benefit, isn't it?
Yeah, right? It's interesting.
Can you see the light on?
He says, Rashi says, that if I have the Isser Be'en Me'urav, in my, I have an Isser of Yayin Nesach Be'en, right? And it's mixed into my other barrels, so all of them become Aser Ba'ano. I can't use any of them, okay? And I can't now take the value of the barrel of Yayin Nesach, throw it into the ocean, and then, what he says, and sell all of the other barrels. And sell all the barrels. Livvad da. I don't know why he says that. Lahatir ulihimakir kol chavis livada. Kol chavis livada means alone. It means I'll sell each barrel alone. Okay. Can't do that. Because one of the barrels is the Ayin Nesach barrel.
Yeah.
I'm going to be selling the Ayin Nesach barrel. The fact
like
that
is he like dispelling like the Havamina that you might say like kol the parish, something like that?
No.
In other words, each one individually as opposed to all together, I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. And he says, and certainly, and also I can't take the barrels and let my workers, my wagon drivers, drink them. Because then it would turn out that I would be doing a Maisa of Hanoah with an Isser Ben. But I can do one thing, which is interesting. I can sell the whole lot of 100 barrels for the price of 99 barrels.
This seems very parallel to the case of where you have three burgers, one is not kosher, one can't be.
Well, if there are three burgers and two are kosher and one is not, we say bittel, we say all mutter.
Yeah, but you can't eat it independently.
Can you eat them at once, you mean?
Yeah, like each one, like one burger individually. I don't say that.
No, you can. You can.
You can. I thought
it was machlokes. No, it's machlokes if you eat them all at once. But you can definitely eat them one at a time. There's a chumrah, maybe two people should eat them, whatever it is. But over here he's saying the other, here's the opposite way. He's saying that using them one at a time would be usr. Because throwing out the hanno into the amelch doesn't remove the isr, doesn't remove. In other words, you might say, like we were saying before, that if I throw out the $100 keneged the hanoah, so then I know, then I don't have, then I negated the hanoah of the Ayin Nesach. Not the Ayin Nesach. Let's say I have the pas. So the pas is a hanoas atzei asherah, correct? So now, if I throw away the value of that hanoah, you can say vis-a-vis this whole entity, I don't have any hanoas asherah. So now, when I use it, I'm not being mishtamish with. I'm not involved in a maisa of hanoas iser, because that's Rabbi Eliezer's din. I have to go into it, of course, but that's Rabbi Eliezer's din. That in the realm of the benefit of the iser, you can offset it in another place, and then I'll say in total, am I benefited by iser? No, because I took away the benefit and I threw it in the ocean. Okay, but the Gemara is saying, but you can't do this. You can't do this with Isser Be'en. If I have a barrel of Yayin Nesach that's in my barrels, I can't throw away $100 and say now I no longer have Yayin Nesach in my barrels. Of course, that's preposterous, right? No, it's I can't remove the thing, but he's saying I can offset the benefit. So if all I have is the benefit of the Isser, then it's possible to do a pidyon. And so to speak, offset the benefit.
And now I'm saying I'm no longer, vis-a-vis this lot, I'm not benefited by Yainas, by Isser. That would be good by the Pas. But I can't take the money and say, the Yayin Nesach is going to transform into this money. It's going to be, this money isn't the Yayin Nesach. And when I throw this money away, I don't have the Yayin Nesach anymore. That's not possible. So therefore, no matter what I do with my money, that barrel is still Yayin Nesach. And therefore, if I would engage each barrel individually, ultimately I would be engaging the Yayin Nesach. And there's no Bittul. So it wouldn't say that, John, because this would be an Isser of, this would be a case of an Isser Kavua. Since there's no bittul, it's considered Nisr Kavua, and Kol Kavua is Kemechza Mechzadami. So I wouldn't be able to, it wouldn't be, and you can't smack them and make them spread apart. But, so you would be going to the Kavua. But hold on one second. And I can't use them, but he's saying the only thing I can still do is sell them all Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shebo. Interesting. Okay, hold on. Let's just finish up. That's a sensible filler. Now he says like this. Aval chavis lo, Rav Chista omar, afilu chavis mutaris. Wow. So Rav Chista says, that's a machlokas. He says, no. You can even throw out the demei ayin nesach and use all of the barrels. Hahu gavra dis arev le chavisa di ayin nesach bechamrei. So a guy got a barrel of Yayin Nesach mixed into his wine. Also lekame de Rav Chista. That was a good choice. So he went to Rav Chista. Omar shkol arba zuzi v'shadi benara v'nishteri lach. Wow, amazing. He said, take what? Take 400 zuz. Boy.
400?
I'm sorry, 4 zuz, and throw it into the river. And then it's permitted. Bihana. Still, it's only permitted. No, no one says it's gonna remove the Yayin Nesach. It's still Yayin Nesach. He says, but now that will be considered against the Hana. And it'll be Mantra the Hana. Lemochron Levad Levad. You can even sell them one at a time. Oh, Lasos Mehen Kvisa. I'm not sure what kind of a kvisa that is, but some kind of washing. Oh, lahashkos man lo dichavim. Now, ready? Here comes the big can of worms. He says, "V'lo domi hach milsa lepluksed Rav Shimon Gamliel v'rabbanan the pligi the perak basra b'yayin nesach shenofal lebor kulo oser b'ano." Now he says, "Don't make this mistake. Okay, it's not similar to the case." To the machlokas in the end of the Masechta, between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon, by wine that Yayin Nesach that falls into a big pit. Okay, so the bor is like the big cistern where they would collect all the yayin from the pressing. Okay, so the Rabbanon Tanakama says if Yayin Nesach, we hold the Yayin Nesach. B'yayin is never bottle. Yayin b'yayin is not bottle. B'yayin nesach b'yayin is not bottle. Feel be'elef. That's the chumra of Ozar. So Tanakama says, okay, it's all usher. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, mocher kulo le'ov techovem chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo. Okay. He says, you can sell them all. You can sell everything except for the value of the yayin nesach. Dehosam tervayu sevira lehu kirabonan dehocha deein pigeon liyayin nesach. Right? So, because that's what Rashi was saying before. Rashi was saying before, when there's no pigeon, you can still sell them chutz midmei yayin nesach shabo. Right? So, what does the Rabbanan say? Umiu ki mazvin le chutz midmei yayin nesach shabo lo mishani mi yayin nesach midi. Mishum de, well, that doesn't make any sense. Mishum de leise li isura be'ene. Something messed up about that, isn't it? Aren't we talking about the isurus?
Great.
No, maybe, no, because he's not, because he's not selling it. He's giving it away for free.
Right. But aren't the cases we were discussing before where the Isser is Be'en?
Well, mean, is this where it's mixed
in this case, you're right.
AI?
In this case, you're right. It's not, because it's mixed in, right? But that's not, but didn't Rashi say this works even if you had a full barrel of Yayin? I mean, Be'en. What?
He says it works for Rabbanim?
Yeah, because didn't he say before that, that when Rabbi Elazar says it doesn't work, you can still do, you can still sell them chutz midmei, what's that?
Isn't everybody Eliezer's position?
No, we were saying before that Rabbi Eliezer says you can sell it chutz mid, you can throw that non to the Yam HaMelech, right? But you can't do that when it's Isei L'Isser Be'ene, right? So that's not. So then Rabbi Eliezer agrees that it's usher, right? But even in that case, he says you can sell a chutz midmei yayin nesach shebohen, right? Because he's not being mishana from the isser. But that is an isser be'en case, because he says the isay le'isay be'enay, but you can still sell a chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo. So
why can't you mean? Why can't you mean that there is an isser be'en? But when he says leisei sur be'enay, you mean that there's no benefit from the isser that is be'en. Not that there's no isser be'en, but you're just not getting benefit from it because you're giving it for free.
I mean, you're not being a nana.
What does it say something about giving for free?
Oh, that's chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo. I mean, you sell it except for... Yeah, let's take a look at the Marsha.
I don't get the Rabban's position if they hold HVAC in the pass. Just going back to the pass case.
So Zevzeh Gorim. We hold this whole Zevzeh Gorim, Mister. This whole sugi is going, yeah. That's what the Gemara in Memtes and Aleph is saying. That they hold Zevzeh Gorim is also. Okay. Be'emsa devar lo mishani miyayin nesach midi mishum de'isei le'iser be'enei. Right in the Marsha. Ad kan l'shono. Hu megumgam. It's messed up. U'bedefusim chadoshim higihu mishum de'leisei le'iser chulo. Okay. That's the girsa.
We have
the leisei l'isur be'ene, as opposed to leisei l'isura. Oh, one second. Me saying the isei.
Yeah.
What do we have?
We have leisei.
The leisei. Okay. I think that's messed up. Va'afshar shehamagia haven de airi biyayin shenis ariv ha'isser ve'eno be'en mamish. Right. So in other words, in some it says mishum de isei lisur be'ene, but then they changed it to leisei lisur be'ene because they're saying it's nisarev. Generally, we call that anad be'en when something is nisarev. The ain't a maspik, but that's not sufficient. The other rabba, ha amrinan hasam behedja, the tfei islan le mishri limkor chutz midmei nesach shabo bechavis. On the contrary, there's more reason to say that you can sell it chutz midmei nesach shabo when there's a chavis. The isay le isuri beine, mi biyayin biyayin. So on the contrary, it's this trick of selling it chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo is more likely to be valid when they're separate, distinct entities. Take a look at the Maharam. So he's just causing problems. He's not really helping anything. Take a look at the Maharam. By the way, just for your own knowledge, I mean, the Maharam is... The Maharsha is good on, like, complicated logical problems within the structure of the Tosas and the Rashis. But sometimes the Maharam just tries to give an explanation of things. Okay, he doesn't complicate things. Take a look at Maharam. He's not always available, but when he's there and you have a problem in Pshat, he's generally a good stop. And the Rashash also.
The Maharam, is this the Maharam they wrote in book?
I don't think so.
Where is
it? Not a Rishon. It's not one of the Bali Tosos.
I don't think so. It's underneath the Maharsha on the...
Where is the Rashash?
The Rashash is after. We'll take a look at him next. I don't know, John. I just always assume it's not, but I don't, it could be it is. I really don't know. Anyway, we'll have to look in the beginning. Anyway, so like this. Mihu ki mazun lechutz midayas shabo lomas hanim yain kain tzarech lomar. Stop. Umash shakosa besfarim achakach mishum lo leisei lisur be'enei nirali delogar sinin lei. Dein lo shum kisha in mashal amala mimenu. It has no relationship to what we're talking about. Va'oh, dele'el minei kosev Rashi, dechavis bechavis, isur be'enei mikri. And that's what our problem was. Before, when we said that it works by the chavis bechavis, that's called that is isur ben. V'chi teme dekavan shal Rashi, bezeh lomar dedafka nis'ariv chavis bechavis, dekol chavis bechavis besofek isur, hu, l'kach muta limkor kulam biyachad, chutz midmeyayin nesach shebohen. So maybe you'll say like this. That when you have individual barrels, so each barrel is a suffix, so then an individual suffix, so then you can have this idea of chutz midmei yain nesashaben. Aval im nesarv yain biyain diyesh bo vaday tarovis iser, einam mutalim kor chutz midmei yain nesashabo. So maybe you'll say no, when there is a tarovis, now you definitely have iser mixed in. And all of it is like, diffused with Isser. So maybe you can't do Kutz Midmei and Isser Shabo. You can't like separate out individual things and saying I'm selling this part of the Yayin and not that part of the Yayin. By barrels you can say, okay, the barrel that's Usser, I'm not including in the sale. Alright, Yesh Breira, I don't know. But at least they're individual distinct pieces. But over here there's nothing to distinguish one from the other. Im kain lo havi le Rashi le minkat hai lishna mishum de leisei lisur be'enei. He shouldn't have said that because that makes it more difficult. Gam lo haya lo le Rashi le katzir kol kach lishono. V'gam Rabbeinu Nisim shehetik divrei Rashi lo hevi ze. Interesting. So the Rashi saying the Ran doesn't have that. When the Ran quotes Rashi, he leaves that line out. So it doesn't.
Rashi said leisei lisur be'enei about the case of the big sister.
Where
do you say leisei?
You see, that doesn't make sense.
Why is that?
So let's just leave that out. So in the old Gemaras, the Maharsha is a separate Pirush, and then in the newer ones where they have where they collect all the Hagos together, he's just one of the group. Let me just see quickly. Yep, Rashash. He says, Ma shehikshaha Maharsha. We're not interested in that one. That's the Hilchsa. All right, he doesn't take up this point. Anyhow, so what is Rashi saying though in terms of the sugya with Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan? So he's saying this is not the same question. Over there, it was a question of. Over there, everybody agrees with what. He says everybody agrees over there with the Rabbanon here. Right? Is that what he's saying? Dehasam tervai svirluhu ki Rabbanon dehacha. The ain pigeon in the night. That itself is strange. But why is he saying that? I don't even understand what he's saying. What if they held like Rabbi Eliezer? But there's Isser there.
Rashi, Koyer Rashi?
Yeah.
Rabbi, what's your question? I'm sorry, I don't understand your question.
Um, Why is he saying that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan over there are on the side of Rabbanan over here? Right? The Ain Pidgin and Yayin Nesach. But isn't that a case of Yayin Nesach itself? That he says, oh, you mean because we're passing like Rav Chisda. Okay, got it. In other words, we hold like Rav Chisda.
We do? And,
that's what it seems. That's the way it seems. That would resolve my problem. In other words, let's say we hold like Rav Chisda, right? Mm-hmm. So Rav Chisda holds that even though the Yayin is, even though the Chavis is mixed in with the other Chavios, you can still throw Dmei Yayin Dmei Nos on Liam Noach. Right? So that is, so then the Machlokas over there, so then that would mean that according to this Psak over here, that should definitely be Mutter. And why isn't this a Kasha? Why isn't that case a Kasha on Rav Chisda, whatever it is? So he's saying no, because Rabbanan over there are taking the Rabbanan's side, that you can never say Dmei Yayin, that you can never throw the Hanah into the Yam HaMelech to be Matir the use. Right? That's why they have to say Mocha Kulan Chutz Le'ovdei Kochavim. Mocha Kulan Le'ovdei Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shebo. If it was, if they held like Rabbi Eliezer over here, right, according to Rav Chisda, they could have thrown the Dmei Yayin Nesach into the Yam and fed it to their workers. But since they don't hold like that, that's why they, since they don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, they hold like the Rabbanon, once there's Isser, you can't throw Dmei Yayin Nesach into the Yam to be Matid Ano. That's why they had to sell it Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shabo. Now, why does it help to sell it Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shabo? Rashi seems to hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel on that question. I'm not sure what the Rabbanan's argument is, but
which is what?
That they're saying you can't sell the Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shabo, right? Because they say Kulu Asurbana. You can't even sell the Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shabo. But at least Rashi seems to be passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel.
What's his argument?
Rav Shimon Gamliel's argument?
Yeah.
That you're not being a Mahan, you're not lo mishani mechaves disura. It's not involved in your Maisa Mechira. It's just being given over gratis. So it's not included in any Maisa Isra. Alright, anyway, so now that we got through all these facts, we can try to take a look at the Ran. That's my plan. All right. I like to get all the facts, at least all the facts in this in the sugi that we're doing here. I mean, I'm not going to start running to Ayin Dalet right now, but at least I like to know the whole flow of the Gemara before we start looking at a Ran of that size. Can you see the Ran?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It turns out I don't have to leave early, so I don't know if you want to start the run, or you want to throw out some possibilities off the cuff, or you want to just wrap it up for today.
Can we go over the shot again before we hit the run with Machlokas? Like, what? How Rashi is like comparing the case of the cistern to the Yayin Nesach and the individual barrels, and why there's low plucked over there, but there would be a argument over here. Like, sort of get at, like, why it matters, Isser Ben, not Isser Ben.
Well, Isser Ben, not Isser Ben, is a very controversial statement in the end of the Rashi. So let's just ice mech that one.
Ace smack.
Right? Let's get rid of that problem. So I was just saying that since the Gemara, at least it seems like the Gemara is concluding. Does he say that we hold like Rav Chisda? Does anyone say
that? I thought you said Rashi was holding like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel.
Well, there's two sides, right? There's Rav Shimon Gamliel over there, and there's Rav Chisda over here, right? So he wants to say there's not a machlokas. He wants to say that Rav Chista, that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel over there, Rav Chista over here is learning in Rabbi Elazar. So he says, according to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to throw even the hanah of the barrel itself into the Yam HaMelech, and then be a nana from each barrel individually. That was what Rav Chista said. He's told the guy, throw the four zuz into the river, and then you can sell each barrel levad. Right? That's the Tosus. Shkol arba zuzi ulamochin kol echad b'fnei atzmo. Right? Like Rashi. He'll be matter him to sell each one individually. Right? Yet, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wouldn't matter that, didn't allow that. He said you have to sell it chutz midmei ein nesar shabo. Mm-hmm. And the Rabbanim wouldn't even allow that. Right? So what is Rav Chista saying? It's mutter over here. And Rav Shimon Gamliel wouldn't even allow... and Rav Shimon Gamliel wouldn't allow such a thing. So he's saying, because Rav Chista is learning within Rabbi Elazar, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is learning within the Rabbanim. Mm-hmm. Right? That's his point. He says, don't make a mistake and think that that this... question over here is like is the machlokas is the same thing as the machlokas tanaim over there with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. That's within the Rabbanan of Rabbi Elazar. Rav Chista and this Gemara is going within Rav Chista here, or Rabbi Elazar here. Okay, I mean I think we got the facts straight now. At least going to Rashi, not many svaras though. So what do you want to do? Want to start the run?
Just speculate.
I mean, we got a lot of facts. It's hard to sift through with them in a clear fashion and pull out the main points, but...
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Rashi is kind of, maybe you could say that he contradicts himself.
Yeah.
Because in Rav Chista, like when the Gemara says, lo shanu ala pas, avo chavis lo, and the Rav Chista says, afilu chavis. So afilu chavis implies that he's treating pas and chavis the same. And Rashi, Rashi says there, like you point out, that he's shtari lefa behana, but not the thing itself. So it sounds like he's only matir the hana, unlike Tosos in the prior page that we started with, that says you matir the thing itself.
Which Rashi says hana?
By Chista on the bottom, when it's the Rashi, the last Rashi in our mission, the Nishtari Lecha, the hana, the mafam, the vad, the vad.
Right, that's Rav Chista, right. That's even when there's an Isser Be'an in the mix.
Right, but what's mutter is not the thing itself, just
correct.
The hana.
Correct.
So that seems
but that's Yayin Nesach itself.
Yes, I understand that's Yayin Nesach itself, but the Gemara says, when the Gemara describes Rav Chista, he says, Afilu Chavis, which implies that he views Pas and Chavis as the same conceptual halacha, question mark?
All right.
And if he views them as the same conceptual halacha, and he only is Matir the Hana, then that contradicts the implication that Tosos brought earlier, which said that that he would be matir the thing itself.
I hear what you're saying. I mean, Tosos really holds you can never eat any of the bread. Maybe. Right? I mean, Tosos is saying you can never eat any of the bread.
Yeah, the previous case.
Yeah, in the previous page, but Tosos is learning Rashi to say that you can eat the bread itself.
Right.
But Rashi here implies that you only had to get the hana this month.
Right, I hear. Right, I mean, he's saying that we're not differentiating the pas from the yayin from the pas, and we'll treat them the same, but the only thing he's allowing by the yayin is the hanoah, which implies the only thing that's mutter by the pas is hanoah. That's a good point. Yeah, it's a good question in general, right? When I mean, what's the mashmos when he says you can throw the demei yolech anoli amelach, and then what? And then be a nene, but not eat it. Right? I mean, it's just talking about the Yisra no. It's just being mad to the Yisra no. Not in Yisra Chiyo. Right, as you're saying? But Rashi seems like in the, I mean, if you can take Tosas Mashmos, it would be Mashmos even Mutter in Achila. Yeah, that's a big problem, Rashi. To see to that he implies that it's Mutter B'Achila. And you're right, I mean, that goes against what you're saying over here. Here he's clearly saying it's only Mutter B'Ano. One second. What would you say, though, on the first question of the Havamina that in the very first part of the Gemara, that there's a difference between the Pas and the Karkor because one is Ben and one is not Ben? What kind of a Havamina is that? What kind of a Chilik is that?
Between the Pas and the what?
And the Beged. Thou might say that Rabbi Eliezer allows a pigeon by the Pas because the wood that was Usser is no longer extant. But by the Beged, since the loom is still extant, therefore, it would be Usser. Now, of course, it wouldn't help if I would destroy the loom. I don't think that would help him. But he means to say, right? I don't think that makes sense.
No.
I don't think it's as long as the loom is existent. So then, what kind of an idea is that? Mishum de be. He goes right because the Gemara says Mishum de bo idna de kagamra pas kalila, but the Karakor is isay le isure be'ene. Ema modi l'rabbanan. That since the karkor is extant when the beged, since the loom is extant when the beged is finished, maybe you wouldn't be able to have a pigeon. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer only allows a pigeon by the bread because the wood is destroyed when the bread is produced.
What's the loom again?
That's how you make clothing. You weave in a
loom.
Loom. Loom, yeah. You have your fruit of the loom? Right.
That's no, clothing. Yeah.
That's clothing, a fruit of the loom.
So he's saying you can make a pigeon by the breath because the wood is burnt. But over here.
Yeah, what kind of avni is that? Maybe it's only by the bread. Now, this is Zevizeg Goyim is Asr. It's not Yishvach Eitz in the Pas. Zevizeg Goyim is Asr. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to understand. What the.
Larry?
Yeah.
Can I try approach for the Havanu Maskana?
Yeah.
That I'm sorry?
No, I'm waiting. Go ahead.
Okay. That the Maskana seems to be, the Maskana I think is simpler because it seems to be like the case of the Sakin Shashlita, that the mechanism of the pigeon is that you're not creating a net benefit.
Okay.
So like when you throw out the money, there's no longer a net benefit.
Right.
Right, so you're removing that. No, but the Havamina is saying that that's not the mechanism of pigeon. It's a different mechanism. The mechanism is that pigeon only works by the product. It doesn't work by the asher itself. So, but there's two aspects of the product, right? It's the quality of the its original source. There's two aspects to it. There's the thing, the gufo, right? There's
right.
The substance of it, but then there's also the shavius of it,
right?
So it's only when the thing, Bishle Musa, to the pigeon works is by removing all associations to the source. But there's two types of associations. So the pigeon helps with the shavius, but if the thing is extant, there's still the guf hadavar that's associated to it. But the Maskana says it's not a question of removing associations to the source. It's a question of creating a situation where there's no net benefit.
Right.
I mean, if the loom is extant, if the clothing comes off of the loom, yeah, let's think about that for a minute. So now you're saying that what? So that beged is identified as a product of the loom. That's its identity. That's part of its identity. That's part of its relationship, right?
As you put it,
now that you can't negate with a pigeon.
Right, because there's the goof, there's the physical structure, there's a physical entity.
So in that half, I mean, what would the pigeon be doing then? It's just the value. I mean, the value of the benefit. In other words, there's two things. There's the value of the benefit to you, and then there is the reflection back on the entity. Right? That's what you're saying. Because when I get the product of the Isser, there's two facets to that Isser. One is that I am now being benefited by the Isser, and the other is that the object represents it reflects back on the Isser. So he's saying, but maybe he's learning that the object in your Rishus B'Torah Shavius you can negate with the Yam HaMelech, but the fact that it exists in your Rishus and has the identity of the cause, that Yam HaMelech won't help you with. And in that sense, you can differentiate Pas and Beged. Pas is considered to be, yeah, how would you put it? By the pas, he's saying the wood is, it's gomra, he says, mishum de be'idna de ka gomra pas koli la isura. So you don't have the identity of the pas in the identity of the wood in the pas. We don't associate the form of the wood in the pas. I hear. But since the loom knocks off hundreds of begadim, it always relates back to the loom in a as an entity of utility.
And could we give a differentiation with the Sakin Shashchita? Because in the Sakin Shashchita, there the product was never kavua as the product of Avodah Zarah. So in
Correct.
Order to be koveya, the product as part of it, you need there to be a rov hana.
That's right.
But over here, the thing was kavua. So now you're trying to destroy the thing that already was set up. So that's a different mechanism.
So what's the Kamash Malan? So what does Rabbi Eliezer really hold? You mean he holds, you can negate the end? Well, that's interesting. Yes, so what is the old in the end? Why does it work by both? You mean you're trying to say in the end he holds you can like go back and make it like a Sakin Shashchita?
Right. That it doesn't matter, that as long as, that we don't care, there's no difference whether or not it was Kavua as such or in the process of being Koveya. As long as you destroy the net benefit, then that breaks its relationship.
I hear. That's interesting. That's good. I like that approach. That's good. Okay. So let's stop here. I mean, I would love to go through that whole run. It's just two pages.
Fun game.
Right, so maybe we'll start that next week, okay? Sveik, sveik, guys, good stuff.
Ooh,
sveik,
sveik.
Okay.
Sounds good. I'm going to have to take a look at that Gemara on Ayin Dalet, I guess. Right? So if you want to do a little homework, take a look at the Gemara on Ayin Dalet.
What's that?
That's the Rebbe Gamliel and Rabbanan argument.
Oh, for this one.
Yeah.